Now listen to him. I rejoiced greatly that I found thy children walking in truth. Now, the children, either these are the children that are members of the church, a local church, it could be, or this woman, her physical children. And I think it can be both, and probably refers to both. I found of thy children walking in truth. And it's wonderful to have children that are walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Now, the commandment is that we walk in the light, as he's in the light. Verse 5, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning. Now, you will recall from the first epistle of John, the beginning here is the beginning, actually, of the ministry of Christ, the incarnation. It begins there. Now, in the teaching that the Lord Jesus gave was this, if you love me, keep my commandments. By this shall the world know that you're my disciples, not because you're fundamentalists, but because you have love one for another. And he says this is something we had from the beginning, something that Christ gave us, that we love one another. Now, here we have it again. Walking in truth, will you notice that? And loving one another. We're talking about brethren. This is the thing today that's needed in the church, or any church will become lopsided. You can become over sentimental in the church. And there's a lot of this sentimental tommy rot that's going around today. It's as sloppy as it can be. We love each other. We have the agape love and all that sort of thing. But are you walking in the truth? Are you really walking in the knowledge of the Word of God? You remember, that is something that all these apostles now we've seen, not only Paul, where we put a great emphasis, but we saw that James emphasized it, Peter emphasized it, now John is emphasizing it. We are to walk in love, and that's important. And my friend, that's very important in these days in which we live. And it's wonderful if you're a fundamentalist. I hope you are. But I hope you're walking in love, because you're not really a fundamentalist unless you are. Now, I must remind you of this again today, because it is important to keep before us in this epistle the polarity of the Christian faith and the Christian life is truth and love. Now, it is true that for the believer, it's faith, hope, and love. And those are very important. But the objective polarity of the Christian faith today is truth and love. Now, John, in his first epistle, emphasized love. But he also said that that love is for the brethren. It's for believers. It's for those that are in Christ. My little children, he says, I want you to love one another. That's believers now. And this idea of watering down the Christian faith today and saying that you're to love everybody, I just don't quite understand that myself, because I know that when you make a statement like that, you don't love everybody. It's just impossible to do that. There are too many in this world that are unlovely. A lot of us are. And as a result, why, we are not loved. But as we said last time, God loves the world. He loves all of us, and we're not worth loving. But God loves us. And the important thing is that he says for you and me to take the gospel to them. And that's the way you and I can show our concern and love, if you want to call it that. But we're to take the gospel because God loves them. Then if we take it, I think in our hearts, as there was in the heart of Jonah, a love will be begotten for those that actually are enemies. But the important thing to see is that God is love. It's his attribute. And his love has provided a Savior for us. And that is important to keep before us. But truth is also very important. And you cannot put love above truth. Because when you do, then you've sacrificed truth. And John is emphasizing that.